morning. As you notice, Allison and Abigail and William are standing up. Allison's going to be taking the kids down for children's worship. If there's anybody here who would like to go down with her, looks like you guys better hurry. There's some going already. We switched, Ken and I switched spots, obviously, since I was unable to be here last week. Kind of works out, though, since I have the last verses of what we're talking about in the Lord's Prayer. As we finish this up, and I say finish this up, we're actually going to touch on this again on New Year's Eve Day. As we worship together that day, we're going to focus on prayer, and we're going to do that by looking at this scripture that we've been studying together and spending time in prayer as a congregation as we worship. So today we're going to finish up and look at the idea of asking for forgiveness, but also freely giving that forgiveness as well. Because when we hold those feelings inside, that's not a good thing for us. When we allow those feelings toward others to remain, it colors how we see the world, and it starts to poison our inner being. And so as we offer that prayer and ask for that forgiveness, we have to pray, obviously. We have to do so with forgiveness, and not just forgiveness of, okay, you did that to me, and I forgive you for it. But actually setting that thing down and leaving it and doing our best to forget about that one experience as we learn and protect ourselves, but forgetting about what has happened. And most importantly, trusting and believing that as we ask for that forgiveness from God and offer that forgiveness to man, that it is granted to us. So those are the three things. Pray, forgive in earnest and true belief. So when we look at and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors, and look at that under a microscope, we read that and we see debts, and immediately our heads go to money. At least quite often that's where we go, which is fitting. That's the example that Jesus uses to illustrate this point. He takes and talks about the ruler who is holding the man and going to put him in prison, debtor's prison. But the debt that we're talking about here, in other translations, we'll see sin, transgression. So this debt is something that we have that we owe to God. We know that that's paid. We know that Jesus has paid that. So we are forgiven. But more importantly, we are empowered to forgive others. That's what's important about this. We have a duty in asking for forgiveness from God. We have to come to Him and acknowledge that we are broken, and that we do things that need forgiveness. We do things that don't measure up to the standards of His excellence. And so, when we confess our sins, we are accepting that need. And we are willing to receive His correction and His growth that He's offering to us. We also have a duty to man to forgive them. All of them, not just someone who sinned against us, but all men who sin. Now, obviously, we're not like Jesus. We're not going to forgive the sin in a way that they are cleansed from it. But we have to let go of those thoughts that are clouding our minds, that are causing us to have thoughts and emotions that we don't want to have, that we don't have full control over. Sorry, peppermint tea. So when we pray and ask for our forgiveness, we're praying and asking also to forgive those who have sinned against us. Why is that? Well, holding that sin in our hearts, which anger towards someone else, distrust of someone else, is a sin. So holding that in our hearts is causing us to keep God at arm's length. So we have to set that down. Why would we want to forgive someone who sinned against us? I mean, they did something bad to us. I should protect myself from that, right? Well, when we're unwilling to forgive someone else who has sinned against us, what are we saying about ourselves? And what are we saying about God extending forgiveness to us? If I'm unwilling to forgive someone who has wronged me, how much more right does God have, being perfect and just and holy, to hold my sins against me? So, as we forgive someone else, we need to remember what causes us to sin. What are the things in our life that cause us to make bad decisions, bad choices? Whether it's that we're looking for attention, whether we're in a relationship that is causing us emotional and spiritual damage, if we are caught up with friends who gossip and who have outlandish tales that they share with us about other people, all of these things can affect how we see the world and how we treat people. If we know that about ourselves, why should we expect someone else to not be influenced by the same exact things? It's not easy. It's not pleasant. But when you remember and think about the things that people could be dealing with, being mistreated, having a bad day, being exhausted, somebody who feels less than you are, who holds you up on a pedestal and sees saying things about you as a way to elevate themselves. Have we ever done, any of you ever done things like that, felt like that about other people? Know that I have. I know that I've been around spiritual giants who I have felt so unworthy to be around. And when someone might say something positive about me, I have in the past been very willing to accept that and to elevate that and try and see myself and put myself in an even better light because I want to be like that other person. If we are struggling with that, then of course other Christians may be struggling with it. And without a doubt, the world that surrounds us is mired in it, is wallowing in it, is reveling in those emotions. So how do we set that aside? What does it look like? Well, it looks like seeing ourselves for who we are. Accepting that we're broken. At this, the servant fell on his knees before him. "Be patient with me," he begged, "and I will pay back everything." The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go. When we are baptized, when we come into that family, our debts are forgiven. They are separated from us. How should we feel about that? What should our reaction be? Our reaction should be that we want everyone around us, Christ follower, non-Christ follower, we want everyone to know what that is like. We want everyone to experience what it is to be free from sin. free from the need to make ourselves look bigger and better than we are, free from the fear of not being good enough for the people around us, free from the fear of, what if they know what I've done? I want that for everyone. Now, this servant had his sins forgiven, had his debts forgiven, and he, instead of being grateful that he doesn't have to pay all of this money back, and gee, I don't have to pay this money, maybe, just maybe, I can forgive other debts that are owed to me. No, no, no. He says, give me what you owe me. So when we ask someone else to pay for the sins that they have against us, it's just like saying, okay, I've been forgiven, and I know I've done some really bad things in my life, but you wronged me, and you need to repent, and you need to pay for that. How fair is that? How much of Christ are we showing in holding on to a grudge like that? We have to forgive. Because if we don't forgive, we are forgetting about the gift that we have been given by God. So, Nelson Mandela, as I walked out the door toward the gate that would lead to my freedom, I knew if I didn't leave my bitterness and hatred behind, I'd still be in prison. If we do not leave behind the bitterness and hatred that we hold for other people's sins, if we don't leave that behind, we are still in a prison of sin. We are not allowing God to free us the way that he wants to, the way that he has promised that he will. So, when we pray, as Jesus has showed us, as he showed his disciples to pray in the Lord's Prayer, the absolute most important thing to do is to let go of your sin, to let go of anything that you are holding against other people. If that means going and talking to someone, then do it. If it means setting something aside that you have carried, do it. Pray in faith. Go to God. Ask him to forgive you. And then, as you're doing that, do the same thing for other people, because God is forgiving you. You are free from that prison. Don't put someone else in a prison of your own making. And by doing that, join them. Pray, forgive, and then believe and trust that God is going to deliver on the promises that he has made to you. And then enjoy what he has given. Freedom from being concerned about what others think. Freedom from being concerned about our appearances. And the joy of knowing his love and his peace and grace. That's what he offers to each and every one of us. That's what we as Christians enjoy on a daily basis. As a family here at Southside, I hope that we know that we can come with anything and share it with brothers and sisters who will help us, who will not judge us, who will not look at us differently because of some way that we may have stumbled. We are a family. There are going to be struggles. There's going to be times when we grate on each other. That's just the nature of being blood. I don't have any siblings, but I know from growing up and having other people come through our home who were like brothers and sisters to me, I know what it is to have that friction, to figure out the pecking order. But here, there is no order. We are equal. We all make mistakes. And so, as a family, we should lift each other up. And I've seen it happen multiple times here. If you're a visitor and you don't have that, if you're looking for a place where you can be safe and share struggles that you have, I pray that you will find that this is that place, that you will come to know that while we hold ourselves to a standard and we desire to see people to live sin-free lives, that we understand that we all fall short and that we hold no judgment when that happens. We simply want to see the person back on the right path, following and making good decisions and living for God. Family, if you are hurting, if you are stumbling, share that. Find accountability partners. Find Ken or Troy or myself or Patrick. Find someone to share with. Find someone to talk to that you can confide in. Don't carry that burden. Don't let it drag you down, whatever it is. If you are not a part of this body yet, if you are searching for something to set you free from this world, we have that gift. We give it freely because it was given to us freely. We want to share with you. We want to study with you. We want you to know Christ as we know him and to be set free from all of the chains of this life. If you have a need, if you are hurting in any way, please, please today take the time to come and ask for prayers, to search out someone who can help you, who can pray with you. We want to be a family, and we want to be a family that holds each other up in all times. So if you have a need, if you're searching for Christ and need direction, please come and talk with me as we stand together and sing.